السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. علماء الكرام, respected brothers, Brother Maulana Mansoor Al-Aqtab is well known to people in South Africa and other parts of the world also, because he served for many, many years as a Ustad of Hadith in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, and also after that in Los Angeles in America, where he served for many years, and now he's back in Rustenburg. So there is no real need to give introduction to Maulana, but all know that he's a highly qualified alim, and also his poetry is world renowned for it, especially those who understand the Urdu language and those who have heard him recite Naat Sharif, Nazams, etc. Then they will testify that amongst those who are Urdu poets, Maulana excels. But inshallah, today is Jumu'ah Bayan. We don't have much time, so therefore I will ask Maulana to give us nasihats. We listen with the niyat of amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of amal.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa habibina محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, respected علماء الكرام, حضرت مولانا فتح صاحب دامت بركاتهم, حفاظ, honorable listeners, and if there are our sisters and mothers are listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is my great pleasure to be with you last Friday. I came to the masjid incognito and I sat one side, Hazrat Maulana. I could not pay him a visit. I visited him, but not, it was a visit, formal, but not informal. But alhamdulillah, thereafter, I had the opportunity of communicating with Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuhum telephonically. And Hazrat Maulana immediately ordered me that if you are around, then next Friday lecture you're gonna give. I said, this is your command. Hazrat Maulana has given me, given introduction, and he given a lot of things of exaggeration about me. One thing he did not tell, which I wanted him to tell. And so many things he told, there was no need, that I am a slave and a ghulam of Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, as well as Hazrat Maulana got also ta'alluq with Hazrat Wala. But that is my introduction enough. But that we got ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala's awliya, Allah Ta'ala's friend, not worthy of that, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, out of His karam and fadl, He has granted me and Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuhum Tawfiq, Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuhum, every day virtually, you people are very, very fortunate and we are deprived that Allah gave you the Tawfiq of benefiting from His knowledge and from His spirituality which Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon him. And we are deprived, we are so far that we could not take benefit from Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuhum knowledge and Hazrat Maulana's their spiritual discourses. And I feel very much honored to be here seated, at the same time very much embarrassed to sit in front of Maulana and talk. But because it is his order, that's why I want to communicate with you and share with you some of my findings. And one such finding is regarding a great scholar of Islam. We all regard him as a great buzurg. But I found that he was not only great buzurg, but a great debater and a great scholar of Islam, Hazrat Sultan Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Sheikh of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh. He was passing some places and there was a church. And the pastor in the church was lecturing in front of Christian audience and he was elevating Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and he was speaking some derogatory words regarding our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he was in Hazrat Bayazid rahmatullah was informed, he went into the church. You can see that Allah Ta'ala granted him that type of valor and courage. So he just didn't go away. Say, how come that guy can talk anything ill about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I want to see him. He went in the audience, sat down. Soon as he sat down, that pastor, he completely was dumbfounded and tongue-tied. वो बोल नहीं सकता खामोश है उसकी बोल उर्दू में कहते हैं उसकी बोलती बंद हो गई अब वो बोल नहीं सकता. He said, perhaps in this majlis there is some Muslim has entered. The effect was there. And if there is a Muslim, I would like to question him certain question. He should stand up and answer me my question. Junayd Baghdadi, Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi stood up. And here are some questions. One question said, you also must try to see how far you can also match with that question with that pastor God regarding Islam, his knowledge about Islam, and Hazrat being a, we all hear as a spiritual personality, what an academic person he was. So the first thing pastor question, tell me, as far as you Muslim is concerned, which is that one thing that hasn't got the second? So all of you are possibly, everybody should know this answer for that. What is the answer? One thing hasn't got a second. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat said, that is Almighty Allah. The second question is, tell me now, which are those two things? Haven't got the third. So Hazrat rahimahullah immediately answered, that is day and night. There is no third thing. Either is a day or there is a night. He said, okay. Third question, he said, which are those three things? Haven't got the fourth one. He said, those three things is arsh, kursi, and qalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three things. There is no fourth for that. Then he carried on, he said, which are the four things which hasn't got the fifth one? So Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi immediately answered, Torah, Injil, Quran, Zabur, these are the four books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There isn't the fifth book. Then he says, tell me which are five things. And he is Christian. And he knows about Islam. And he says, which are five things? He hasn't got the sixth one. He says, those five things are the five prayers. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Then he goes further, he says, which are those six things which haven't got the seventh one? So he says, those six things are actually 6 days in which Almighty Allah created heavens and the earth. Allah alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawati khalaqa samawati wal ardh fi sittati ayyam. Heavens and the earth, all were created in 6 days. These are the 6 days. Then he is supposed to say, which are 7 things, which haven't got the 8th one. So he says, those 7 things, which haven't got the 8th one, is خَلَقَ سَبَعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تُبَاقًا. Almighty Allah created 7 heavens. No 8th heaven, only 7. That is 7 things. Then he says, alright, which are 8 things, which haven't got the 9th one? So he said, those 8 things are 8 angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who carries the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَحْمِلُوا عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَ. On that day of judgment, the honor and the grandeur of the Almighty Allah will be manifested. When his arsh will be there, and 8 angels. Allah ta'ala does not need angels. He doesn't even need arsh. But since he is Lord of all lords, should have arsh. Then he got arsh, and then he's got this, what you call, 8 angels are carrying them. They say, alright, now the 8. Which are the 9 things? Haven't got the 10th one. He says, Those nine things are actually nine localities of Salih alayhi salam, who were actually bent on mischief and making things difficult for people. تِسْعَةُ رَحْطٍ يُسْوَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ خُفَّاذِ كِرَامٍ will bear me out. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَحْطٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُسْلِحُونَ They were very mischief makers that they never do anything right. So he was listening and he was understanding. He never denied, say, yeah, it's right. Then he said, which are those 10 things which haven't got the 11th one? So he said, those 10 things are actually tilka asharatun kamila. 10 days fasting. When a person goes for Hajj and he is making tamattu and he hasn't got money there left because sometimes go a lot of buying and all these things are doing. Then they after at the end of the week don't have no money left. Now he is making tamattu and he doesn't find money to give to slaughter animal. So for Hadi, so for that for Allah Ta'ala say, alright, haven't got money? Alright, put fast 10 for 10 days. Those are the 10 days. If you haven't got 11, it's only 10. Then he says that which are the 11 things and 12 things and 13. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi Bhai Yazid Bustami Rahmatullah Alayhi said, 11 number is the number of the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And that 12th is actually those 12 months of the Islamic calendar. And the 13 number is those 13 people who prostrated in front of Sayyidina Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, the brothers and mother and father, whosoever, 13. These are 11. And 13, 12 and 13. Then there was a question in between, was very fascinating to me, and you may appreciate, that which is that nation which spoke truth, yet was condemned to hell, and the other nation spoke lie, yet they got a salvation. So, Hazrat Sultan Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that nation we spoke lie, yet they went to pray, they got the salvation. Those are the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They spoke lie to their father, right? That wolf eaten Yusuf alayhi salam away. He never ate. Yet they made tawbah thereafter and they became Allah Ta'ala's beloveds and friends and they're going to go to Jannah. And those who spoke truth, yet going to be condemned to hell, are the Yahud and Nasara. They said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ Yahud say that Nasara, Christian follow nothing. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ Nasara, you know, in contrast, also claim that the Yahud follows nothing. They are all not, they haven't got any base for their religion and for their faith. They're condemning each other and they are saying correct thing. But yet they're going to be doomed to hell. How you enjoy that? I really enjoy that point, so imagine. And then, which are those 14 objects of Allah Ta'ala's creation which had the privilege and honor to communicate with the Almighty Allah? So Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Alayh said, those 14 things are actually heavens and earth, seven heavens and seven earths. Right? When the Almighty Allah say, you know, that وَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهَا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them, you have to come and you know, come forward and listen to my command. Right? Whether you like it or you don't like it. Whether you willingly or unwillingly. They say, we are coming to Ya Allah to responding to your call willingly. So they spoke to the Almighty Allah, seven heavens and seven earths. So 14 objects, those who communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there was another very beautiful thing, which is that grave which moved about with person in it. Normally grave does not move. So Hazrat, you must be knowing also that. Anybody for this question? Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Yunus alayhi salam went into the belly of fish and that fish moved about. That was like a grave for so many days. It moved about. And then there was another question. Now, which is that water which doesn't come from the heavens doesn't fall from the heaven like a rain, and doesn't come from the earth also. So he says that water was actually the perspiration of the horses of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, which he sent that to show that, you know, Bilqis, the grandeur of his kingdom. And then another one, which are the four things, and for Allah Ta'ala's creation, never came out, right? Neither from the bellies, they were created from the bellies of the mother, nor from the back of the father. So others say that those are four things. One is the camel, she camel of Salih alayhi salam. The other one is the ram of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, was sent for him for Qurbani. Came from Jannah. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And our mother Hawa alayhi salam. These other four never came out like a normal bird. Then there was another question. Who was the first person, you know, first blood spill on the surface of the earth? And that you all should know very well. Which was the first blood? Whose blood was first spill on the surface of the earth? Habib. Not Qabil. Qabil was the first murderer and Habib was the first shaheed, so to say. And then, which is that object Almighty Allah created Himself and then again He wants to purchase it also and He bought it over. That also many of you should be knowing. What is those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and purchased? That is, believers, the believers' souls and believers' wealth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. And then another one. Allah created something Himself, yet He is asking that what is about, what about that? He is asking question about something which He created. What do you think of that? Anybody mind, in your mind coming? That Allah created something, but He is also asking about what is that? Those people who are Ufaz Ikram, Ulama Ikram will know. And that is Asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Allah Ta'ala speaks to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, say, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, oh, please tell us what is in your right hand. And that was a stick, and Allah created the stick. And on that, I was reminded of an anecdote. So one Badu, olden time, Badu people of Arabia, they used to be rogues also. They used to loot. In our language, they say, Makkah ne raj Badu. That on the way of Makkah, which is so, you know, precious and valuable, honorable way to go to Makkah Shri, but the Badu is sitting in the way, not letting you go. So that Badu stole something from somewhere, he had some money, pocketed, and he put the money in his right hand, and there was namaz time, and he went to Salat behind Imam Sahib, and put the thing in the right hand, and started making namaz. When he was making salah, he knew, he was Arab. Imam Sahib, it was a Jahri salah, Imam Sahib started namaz after Surah Al-Fatiha. He started this place here. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is in your right hand, O Musa? And his name was Musa. That guy who was a rogue, his name happened to be Musa. And he said, say, what is in your right hand? So this guy was so excited behind, he said, قَاتَلَكَ اللَّهُ مَا أَسْحَرَكَ. He said, may Allah woe to you, may Allah kill you, you what type of imam you are? You are a magician, man. How can you come to know that I've got something in my right hand? So, this was another beautiful question. And one more thing. He said that, tell us, what is that tree which has got 12 branches and every branch got 30 leaves? And with every 30 leaves, there are 5 beautiful flowers. From the 5 flowers, 3 are under shade and 2 are under sun. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that tree is a year. It has got 12 months as a branches. And every branch got 30 days. And every day got 5 namazes. 5 namazes like 5 flowers. 2 flowers are in the sun, that is Zuhur and Asr. And 3 flowers under the shade, that is Maghrib, Isha and Fajr. When he completed this question, he kept quiet now. All his questions were answered, you know, to the fulfillment of all those audience day. He's a Christian. Then, Hadrat say, okay, Pastor, your vertical turn is over. Now it's my turn. I don't want to ask you many questions. I just want to one question. Would you answer? He said, yes, of course, please, go ahead. He said, alright. I want to ask you, what is the key of paradise? What? He kept quiet. And he said, why don't you answer? He observed silence. Now, all the audience are saying, this sheikh here came all the way, so many questions you asked, he answered every question. Now he asked you only one thing you don't want to ask. He said, no, there is a reason for that. Because you see, if I'm going to answer that, I'm afraid I have to be Muslim, I have to embrace Islam. They say, no, that's immaterial, beside the point. You have to answer this question, you know. He said, the answer for this is, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Iman and believing in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is key to paradise and for salvation. That was his answer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and grant you tawfiq and ability of learning, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful book and what you call acquiring knowledge. Imagine this great sheikh, this great Sufi of the time. He was what you call a great Murshid, and so many people took spiritual benefit from him. Today we remember him, right? But yet, how much he was blessed with the deep knowledge of the Holy Quran and the tafsir of the Holy Quran, and that debate is taking place, and in front of all this audience, and this Christian guy, he spoke all about Islam, and how beautifully Hazrat have, you know, up to date answer correctly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also tawfiq and enthusiasm. Such we must learn our deen. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Utlubul ilma min al mahdi ila Allah. Meaning, maybe it's debatable according to the riwayat, but the meaning is absolutely right. That you keep on acquiring knowledge. Right? You must be also expecting me that today I'm going to sing in front of you some poetry and some other thing. But there are other things also in our life. You should learn. So I learned it. I wanted to share with you. May Allah Ta'ala grant me and you tawfiq of practice upon it. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillah.